All right, we're on to something obviously very big. What you're about to hear involves something these children said to John Mack in the video that Ed has seen of that, and it all winds into Project Starman. So here we go. Set us up again with the children. John Mack was where and how many children, and when was this? And
this was this particular event, this incident, took place at a school, the Ariel School, near the capital of Zimbabwe, Harare, capital, on September 16th, 1994.
All right.
There were, it was a break. The staff of the school, the international school, were at a meeting. There were some older children that were playing basketball on the basketball court and witnessed a very large group of younger school children, elementary school children, from 6 to 12, walk away and into the brush. They thought it was odd, but didn't stop playing basketball.
Well, it's odd for children to do that. How many was it again?
About 60.
60? 60?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. And a number of these children were interviewed. I got to see these on tape, along with Professor Mack interviewing them. And, again, these children, international, a multiracial group of children, very good school, very little exposure of the kids to Western media, Western TV.
Right.
And they were transfixed by what they saw was a late model UFO. I say that sarcastically because these are all just props.
A late model UFO.
Yeah, late model UFO. They drew pictures of the what they saw, basically the same thing.
Do you recall what it looked like?
Yeah, it was a flattened saucer with red lights around the rim, one big one, a bunch of small little saucers, and one or two very large, I'll call them aliens for lack of a better word, with big eyes. Some of the children described them as big as a rugby ball. And a little alien jumping back and forth like he was moon bouncing, kinds of things that have been described by other abductees.
How many of these children related, in essence, the same story?
All of them.
All of them?
Every single one were asked to sketch. The ones who were interviewed, I'm sorry, not all of them, because not all of them were interviewed. About a handful, about two dozen were interviewed.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They all sketched the same thing, and what they said was very interesting. They were kind of lined up, transfixed. They were afraid at one point, but they were kind of drawn into the eyes, particularly the big guy with the big rugby eyes. And telepathically, I say that, they heard in their head the words and the idea. Many of them said they didn't hear any words. It was just the idea that your Earth is dying. You need to take care of your Earth. And that mankind is doomed unless you take care of the planet. That's all. And all the scene evaporated. Okay? Because they're all props. You've heard me talk about this before.
Oh, I have, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. So I think that you and I would agree that there is an intelligence behind that event, that incident. We have innocent children.
Yeah, sure. Sounds okay. Like it, yes.
There's an intelligence behind that incident. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, if it is as so. Now,
you've
got to understand, I haven't heard about this before.
It's very well documented, by the way, Art, so I can send you the references. And but you know what I might do is put them on either my website or people go to learnrv.com, that website. I can link them there. But I'll send them to you later.
I mean, if it is as you described, then obviously, sure. It was there's some master intelligence behind that, of course.
Now, would you call it a higher intelligence?
Well, I guess that's subjective. I mean, you know, there's plenty of people who would say that's some kind of leftist tree hugging garbage he's spewing.
No, you are. If you knew, if Professor Mack related that to you...
It'd scare the you-know-what out of me.
The children were all left with the same idea.
Oh, listen, you're preaching to the choir here. If all those children had that message, and received it telepathically, and I knew that to be true, it would scare the hell out of me, of course.
If, let's say, it were true, that the message were true, and that would mean that whatever this intelligence was, it knows more about the planet than we do.
Yeah.
I call that a higher intelligence. At any rate,
yeah,
you know, since I hire him and I fire him, I decided to use this as a case study. I wanted to know much more about the agency, the intelligent agency, and folks, listen to me carefully. I did not say intelligence agency. I said the intelligent agency behind that incident. When expert remote viewers attack that problem, when we look at what went down, and I'll use just the vernacular now rather than to get into technical terms, there's nothing there. There was nothing at the children except some type of an energy source. That's all. So everything that the children said they saw were props. It was played into their mind like it was, think of an implant instead of a physical implant. You have an idea that's projected into your mind,
mm-hmm,
that makes you see these things.
Yes.
So we have a pretty advanced technology out there. Let's use the term technology for lack of a better word. What the heck, right? So we have an advanced technology that can project this image into a bunch of transfixed children, and with the idea that your Earth is dying and you better take care of it.